Monday, November 3rd, between the fire and water, Mars at the threshold. Mars is at the 29th degree of Scorpio. After 40 days in Scorpio, Mars reaches the critical 29th degree today, its final, most potent expression before crossing into Sagittarius. Tomorrow, this is Mars completing a psychological initiation, cutting away what drains your life force. Ask yourself, which battles are truly worth your energy? Not everything, not every fight, not every battle is even worth it. Is this situation, is this person, is this even worth it? Mars forms a rare trine with Neptune at 29 Pisces, both at the ultimate degree of the water signs. This activates the mystical warrior, the one who moves through devotion rather than ego. You may feel torn between action and surrender, between chasing dreams and dissolving into them. If you feel exhausted or uncertain, that's part of this process. Inspired action follows sacred rest. You know, sometimes you have to sit your ass down sometimes. Time to recover your spirit. That's why you got to sit down. You got to sit down to refill your cup. Trust that the stillness isn't stagnation, it's gestation. We also got Venus square Jupiter. Real beauty. Venus in Libra is at home in Libra and is squaring an exalted Jupiter in Cancer at 25 degrees. Square is tension between surface charm and emotional depth. Jupiter, exalted and powerful, insists of sincerity beneath the pretty veneers. So the lesson when it comes to this Venus, Jupiter, is let what's real be beautiful and not just what's beautiful be real. The ugly duckling. Is the ugly duckling real? And does the ugly duckling possess beauty? Relationships, finance, or creative projects may stretch you beyond your comfort. You might feel generous to a fault or tempted to overindulge. Put that bag of chips down. But something born of this tension, that idea, that collaboration or emotional truth that hits you in the face like a pie, carries long-term creative power. We also got the sun just moved to this next deacon of Scorpio, and it's moving in the heart of the Scorpio. It'll be there the next 10 days. And it's occupying its own face. I know you're saying, what's face? Each 10 degrees is ruled by a planet. So when Scorpio, the first 10 degrees of Scorpio is Mars, the second 10 degrees, which would be 10 to 19, is the sun, and then from 20 to 29 would be Venus. Those are the faces of Scorpio. Now, within those faces, we also got bounds. You also got bounds and stuff, right? And y'all heard me speak about bounds, which is, let's just say, planets rent space that they control within each sign, right? And so the sun in its in Scorpio in its own bounds is a place about self-mastery and regeneration. This deacon of Scorpio is ruled by the Six of Cups. For you tarot lovers, this is a time to ask, what part of your emotional history needs reinterpretation through compassion rather than fear? This is a potent time for ancestral healing, doing your shadow work and an emotional detox. Transformation looks molten on the inside. You're not here for display, but for depth. Move through fear rather than around it. You're not a bullfighter. You're not a bullfighter when it comes to transformation. Ole! Ole! Right? Reclaim your energy that was locked away. The moon is also moving through Aries, between the worlds. The moon in Aries wants action, but can't see the sun. And from Aries, the moon's position can't see the sun and Mars in Scorpio. Right? And Mars is the ruler. And so here it is, your emotions is traveling through Aries. And the one who is controlling the emotions can't see what the ruler is talking about. You may feel restless, irritable without clear cause, or just simply off. Because right now, it's kind of like we're in between the worlds of fire and water and are rewriting your emotional chemistry. Move consciously, exercise, create, dance, act on a passion project to move this energy. Let motion serve the release, not reaction. Note your feelings and let them go. Some may say, write them down and burn that letter. Try to avoid overreacting. You're not quite yourself today, and it's okay. We all go through it. Be patient. All is revealed. The moon, Mars, is operating in the bounds of Saturn. That's why they call all the ends of each sign the critical degree. It's ruled by a malefic. And Saturn rules its bounds. And Saturn is currently trying to Jupiter. They both at 25 degrees. But Jupiter is about to go retrograde. So they don't ever really make this exact meeting. It's like they're moving up. And then they're going to move away from each other. And this is water signs, Cancer and Pisces. This is your cosmic scaffolding, emotional maturity, meeting mastery, practical mastery, security balancing exploration. Like a mountain climber plotting the route, use today to refine your next steps. This is a time of hard-earned rewards. If you've been putting in a lot of work and putting the work to try to get something, you can see rewards coming your way now, particularly in the professional life. You may attract resources you need. If you've been looking for investors or needed some support, it may start to come in. Your confidence and humility can coexist. By the time Mars enters Sagittarius tomorrow, you'll know what you're fighting for, not just what you're fighting against. That's one thing. Hey, I know it exactly what I'm against, but actually, what are you for? And when you know what you're for, what you're going to do about it, can you go after that? All right? This is not a day of force or push, you're at a turning point, completing a cycle. It's about honor what you've moved through. Channel restlessness energy into physical release. Lean into inspiration without escaping reality. Let the tension between beauty and truth birth something genuine. You know, some people are scared of the truth, but when you know the truth, you can do something about it and make better decisions. Trust that the exhaustion that you feel and the irritability are signs of completion, not failure. Inspiration comes from recuperation, not just powering through. Have faith that all will be well. This is just a little something I was just dropping about the energy of the day. If any of this resonated with you, leave me a message. Send a message down below. And if you feel like supporting your boy, send your boy a tip. I Am Astrology Readings on all little platforms, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo. Till I see you again, you know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.